Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Bread with ghee, that is concentrated or clarified butter. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that his mother once prepared bread for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and added ghee to it. When it was ready, she sent him to invite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He thus went to invite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up and told the Sahaba around him to join him. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I immediately hurried off to inform my mother that an entire group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were accompanying Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived and requested that the food be sent to him. Sayyida Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she had only prepared food for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba to enter in groups of 10 and eat. Subsequently, all of them ate to their full, and they were approximately 80 in number, Sahih al-Bukhari. Note, this was due to the miracle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that 80 people ate from food that was prepared for one person, and all of them were satiated. The books of Ahadith contain numerous incidents of this nature. Vegetables. Number one, pumpkin. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fond of eating pumpkin. Sayyidina Watila radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eating it is necessary for you as it strengthens the mind. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eating pumpkin because if there was more a beneficial tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have caused it to sprout out of the earth for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. When you cook a dish that has gravy, add pumpkin to it as it is nourishing for the mind. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate it excessively and he used to say that it sharpens the mind and increases the intelligence. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.